Christianity is a Delusion by Steve Martin. Christopher Hitchens famously said, "Religion is humanity's oldest delusion." A delusion is defined as a false belief that persists even when evidence proves otherwise. Religion, in all its forms, Islam, Hinduism, Buddhism, modern Judaism, and yes, Christianity, is built on such delusions. But Christianity is the most harmful because it uses the name of Christ to lend itself credibility. It claims to be the truth, yet it binds people with fear, guilt, and manipulation. The false promises of Christianity. Christianity offers salvation from hell, meaning in life, community, safety in rules and numbers, security through accountability, and certainty about life's big questions. It promises that you'll belong to an in-group with a powerful leader, taking the hard work of thinking for yourself off of your shoulders. But here's the catch. You get these promises only if you do what they say. Otherwise, you're told that you'll face eternal torment in hell. Christianity pulls you into its system of rituals, claiming that they make you holy and protect you from sin. Baptism, communion, tithing, these are presented as visible proof that you're part of the right group and have God's approval. Yet no matter how many rules or rituals they add, their central demand remains the same: accept Jesus or burn in hell. The irony? God has already done everything for us. Religion blinds people to this truth, keeping them trapped in systems that thrive on rules and rituals, offering nothing in return but fear and guilt. Twisting scripture and discouraging questions. Christianity twists scripture to fit its agenda. Take Hebrews 10:24-25. Do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together. This verse is often used to guilt people into attending church, yet there's no clear guidance on where, how often, or with whom these gatherings must happen. Christianity also discourages honest questions. When people ask hard questions, they're often told, "It's a mystery," or "God's ways are not our ways." Instead of encouraging deeper understanding, these answers shut down discussion, leaving people to wrestle with doubt and confusion on their own. Truth doesn't need to fear scrutiny. If something is true, it will stand up to questioning. Fear, guilt, and the bait and switch. Christianity doesn't just discourage critical thinking, it actively controls people with fear and guilt. The system guilts you into tithing, even though the practice isn't biblical today. Most of the money doesn't help those in need. It goes to buildings and salaries, feeding the system instead of the people. The message starts as good news. You're free in Christ. But the moment you're inside, it becomes a never-ending list of expectations. Instead of peace, it gives you fear. Fear of hell. Fear that your family and friends are doomed. Fear that one wrong move will send you over the edge. What's good about that news? The truth is, Christianity has turned the gospel into a conditional offer. This is good news, but only if you accept it. That's not an announcement of grace, it's a transaction. The real good news is that God's grace benefits everyone, whether they realize it or not. The reality of bondage. Religion isn't freedom, it's bondage. It uses fear of hell, rejection, and disapproval to keep people in line. It manipulates its adherents with tradition, bad translations, and flawed interpretation, promising community but abandoning people the moment they fail to meet expectations. If you're trapped in this system, let me say this. Run, don't walk. A kindness toward the blind. I don't hate the people caught in the religious system. I hate the system itself. Many sincere people are trapped, blinded by teachings designed to keep them in line. In reality, it's not their fault. God has blinded their eyes for now, shielding them from the truth for His purposes. Eventually, they will see and understand, most of them at the resurrection. At that time, they'll experience what my friend Mike Owens calls post-resurrection amazement, when the veil is lifted, and they finally comprehend the fullness of God's love and grace. So how do we treat the blind? With kindness. We guide them away from danger and towards safety, not with anger, but with understanding. Jesus isn't part of Christianity. One of the biggest reasons that people reject Jesus is because they think that he's part of the Christian religion. But Jesus isn't part of any religion. He stands outside of them all. Many people fear that leaving Christianity will lead to moral collapse, as if missing one church service on Sunday means that suddenly I'm a criminal mastermind by Monday. But that fear is another tool of the system. Leaving religion doesn't lead to chaos, it leads to freedom. Living in true freedom and peace. Freedom and peace are never found within the walls of religion. These systems thrive on control, fear, and guilt. True freedom doesn't come from keeping rules or meeting expectations. Rather, it comes from trusting God to guide you. When God reveals himself to you, everything changes. You no longer need rituals or rules to feel secure. You see that God has already done everything for you. His Spirit works within you, not through fear, but through love, grace, and truth. Living outside of the religious system means walking in the freedom of knowing that God's love isn't conditional. It doesn't depend on your performance, your church attendance, or your adherence to someone else's interpretation of Scripture. God's love is constant, unchanging, and fully sufficient. This is where true peace is found, not in religion, but in relationship. Not in fear, but in trust. God holds you, leads you, and transforms you. That's the real good news. That's freedom.